Well, cash talks, but is it doing the job? A federal takeover of aged care funding is the latest sweetener on offer from the Prime Minister, all aimed at enticing the states to sign up to his health reforms. The $739 million package, released this morning, involves $450 million of new money over 4 years. Now, it aims to streamline aged care, taking the responsibility off the states. Time's tight now for Kevin Rudd. He has just 7 days left to convince the states and the territories to sign up to his master plan. And he's rolling out the cash to convince the premiers to come on board. Yesterday, the PM offered an extra $500 million to help hospital emergency departments attend to patients within a four-hour time frame.
This new target and the funding to deliver it are contingent upon the states and territories agreeing with the establishment of a new national health and hospitals network.
In a moment, we're going to speak to health reform with the former senior bureaucrat Ken Baxter, but first to Michelle Grattan in Canberra. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Geraldine.
Now, aged care funding was one of the demands from the states. So in this case, the PM has clearly made a good offer and a responsive offer.
Yes, that's right. Certainly this is an area that's been putting a lot of pressure on the hospital system because many elderly people are in hospital when they don't need to be because beds in aged care facilities are not available. And also the area of home and community care has been shared in both funding and responsibility between the two levels of government. There were negotiations a while ago to try and rationalise that, but they didn't succeed in their aim, and that's an area that if it could be smoothed out, it would be much better.
It's hard, isn't it, to get a sense of where the states sit on this, given that the Prime Minister's sort of dribbling out these new announcements. What's your sense?
Last week, I must say, I thought that the states looked as though they would probably come in behind the plan. Mm. Now, even though John Brumby, of course, has been very, very tough, but then we had that especially confrontational statement from John Brumby, and New South Wales seems to have got a bit more bolshy in the last little while. It is extremely difficult, I have to say, Geraldine, to predict this. At the moment, I think the states are in a more difficult mood than they've been. And I think that the Prime Minister's plan of just dribbling out these announcements, while it looks strategically clever, maybe just a bit too cute, because the states are annoyed increasingly that they really haven't been able to get a handle early on the whole package.
So do you think we can expect more funding announcements by Kevin Rudd before next Monday?
Yes, I think we can expect more. There's talk of a mental health announcement, and as he gets close to the deadline, whether he throws in some extra money beyond even what he was planning, well, who knows? Julia Gillard yesterday was making the point very strongly that Kevin Rudd is very determined to get this package through. And, of course, if he gets into the whole territory of having to try and run a referendum to get adequate federal power, Tony Abbott, by the way, says he already has enough power, but if he has to go down that route, that opens up a whole lot more complications. So he wants to, if possible, get this deal through at the COAG meeting next week.
Yeah, and quite what the public makes of it all looking on, I really am not sure. The states want to see the Henry tax review before they finalise their positions, they say, and the government says it'll be released before the budget next month. So, I mean, do you think we could see that tax review this week?
I don't think at this stage the government does plan to give the states their wish. It doesn't want to get the health argument diverted. It also doesn't want to let the states out of jail, as it were, to let them see that report and open up a row on another front, because, of course, an integral part of this package is that the Commonwealth would take from the states a big slice, 30% of the GST revenue they get. So I think it wants to really limit the argument, and the Henry review would simply broaden the argument.
Mm. And finally, Michelle, this decision by the government, this snap decision to suspend asylum claims lodged by Sri Lankan and Afghanis for up to six months, I wonder how you see this. I mean, is this an election fix to try to remove asylum seekers as an election issue?
The government had both an objective problem, the boats really are coming now in very large numbers, and a political problem. The opposition had been turning up the heat on this issue and people were becoming increasingly concerned, and I think that its move is to try to deal with the problem on both those levels. Now, to what extent it will work in time is questionable. There are a whole lot of arguments that have opened up about rights, about the fact that it is going back on its own policy of processing people quickly.
It's got that incredible sense of a conversation we had years ago, isn't it?
Well,
opening up again.
That's right. Not with the same passion, I don't think, no. in the communities before, but still a difficult and potentially divisive conversation. And also the government looks a bit shifty because it's linked this into the High Commissioner for Refugees review, which it transpires as a pretty routine thing. It sort of talked it up as though it's something special. So it has problems with the policy, but it thinks that it will be seen to be acting.
All right, Michelle, thank you very much. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Geraldine.
Michelle Grattan, who joins us every morning.